to Blow the Whistle here on twitch.tv. /SportsTownShy. Do you want to know what kind of degenerate gambler I am?
What's that?
Andrew and I, already had this discussion.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yes. We definitely talked about your...
Yeah, before...
Your wager before the week.
It was Friday. It was Friday! That's right,
yeah,
we talked
Friday
about
it.
He was here on Friday.
Show, yeah.
So I said, Andrew, you know how I know I'm a degenerate gambler? And Andrew goes, how? I said, I bet on FCS football.
He did.
And lost every single one of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You picked South Dakota over North Dakota State?
No, that was my only win.
Yeah.
That was my only win.
North Dakota you picked.
Okay.
I know
that was my only win.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, everybody else.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
that was the only game in the FCS that I knew that was going on.
Yeah.
There was Idaho versus Bucknell or something like that. I forget who.
Yeah.
South Dakota State versus Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Montana versus I don't remember who.
I'm trying to pull it up right now. Or if you can, Tyler.
Where is it?
Oh, good. There the internet's working in my favor.
Internet is working in my favor.
Sacramento State over North Dakota, 42-35.
Mm-hmm.
Southern over Grambling, 27-20.
Oh, no one cares about that one.
Richmond over North Carolina something.
What?
A&T.
C. It has, starts with a C. It's just
that's
cut
Division
off.
Two.
Yeah.
Am I in? No. Oh, wait.
Where the hell is it?
Hold on. Stand by.
Yeah,
no, that's gotta.
You had one job, dude.
Would it be under
one job, dude?
FCS independent.
Montana played Furman. They won 35-28.
Yeah,
North Dakota State won 45-17 against South Dakota. South Dakota State played Villanova 23-12, and then you had Albany. Take on
Idaho.
They won 30-22.
Albany beat Idaho.
This?
Where did you go?
I don't know what I'm.
What
looking
rabbit
at
hole did you go down?
FBS. 1AA.
Oh. Wait.
What are you looking at?
Hey, I don't know what I'm looking at. All
right.
I was looking at
FCC. FCC?
Wait, FCS.
What are you?
1AA?
What are you doing?
What?
Wait, what are you looking at?
FCS? FCS with parentheses 1AA. If you go to the search options on NCAA football. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why? What's going on? Come on, I want to talk about my Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that won me a lot of money.
Forget it. I can't find it.
God.
I won $1,100 off of Jaden Daniels winning the Heisman. Come on now.
Can we just talk about the worst beat ever in college football betting ever?
Hmm. What is that?
Ever. Army, all you had to do was throw the damn ball. All you had to do, and I saw it coming a mile away.
Yeah.
As soon as, by the way, what an unbelievable goal line stance by the Army.
That happened like all this week, like in high school to college that happened.
Real.
Yeah.
I don't think I missed that part.
They
fourth
stuffed
and,
them.
Fourth and goal.
Yeah.
And stuffed them on the foot line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Foot line.
I mean, he came like that close. Like, you can't see it, folks, but he came so close to just crossing the line.
It was ridiculous.
That's old school football.
I love
for
those
you.
Army jerseys, though.
Those
looked sick.
They were great.
I want the helmet.
Yeah.
What was on the opposite side of the submarine for the Navy helmet? Was it a squid?
No. I don't know what it was. I'm trying to, let me see if I can find a picture.
I couldn't.
Tyler, can you do that or do you need help on
I
that?
I couldn't make it out.
See if you can pull it up.
Entertaining game, though.
Yeah, no, that I mean,
way
listen.
More passing than I've ever seen in any Army-Navy game in my entire
well,
life.
Remember, Navy doesn't have the same coach anymore.
Yeah, I understand.
So
I
a new coach means,
no, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, 26 passes, yeah. That's got to be a record. Meanwhile, Army, of course, they're average 14,
and not the and not the normal wishbone anymore.
No.
They go RPO.
Yeah, they go more on that flex that flex RPO pistol, whatever you want to
call
it.
Were you looking for the Army or the Navy?
Navy helmet. I need to know what's on the
opposite side. I can't remember what the image was of it. But yeah, they're shifting more to the modern day kind of. It's still option runs.
Yeah,
but it's the more modern day option runs where these guys can actually get prepared if they go to the NFL.
Army wins the Commander in Chief trophy.
I mean,
that made him bowl eligible too.
Yeah, that did. Well, this was why this game was so big, because winner gets into a bowl game. So,
and then if Navy had won, Air Force was going to get the Commander in Chief trophy.
Yes. Well, and Air Force has been dominant all this year. They've run the table like crazy. Well, until the end.
Google's not showing me good images of it.
It's fine. No worries. Dark. No worries.
You're just falling behind, buddy. Like,
I'm on a struggle.
You're having a hard day.
Do you have a Bulls game tonight? Is that why you got to go in?
Yeah. They're playing Milwaukee.
Better hope you don't keep those mics on.
Wait, what? Wait, why?
Don't keep those mics live after you go to break.
Oh. That's the Bears pregame show.
It wasn't you. It was
Olin.
The dude that the left.
Oh!
He left the mics live. Cut them out. They were in queue. No one could hear them.
Yeah.
But they were still live, and you could hear a chunk of them.
Oh.
You know what's funny? No. It's okay. No one noticed it. But this was last week. I think I was doing the Bears.
He who shall not be named is probably listening, so you're going to screw yourself.
He didn't notice it, though. I didn't notice. I left one of the access lines open during the break. Luckily, they didn't speak or anything. You didn't hear them. Right when we were coming back from break, I'm like, oh, this has been on.
I did that this morning. I couldn't understand why I couldn't hear them so well through my ears. Mm-hmm. I looked down. My mic's been live the first 15 minutes of the show.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, I'm so glad I didn't say something stupid about somebody.
Yeah,
that would have been bad.
God, he smells. It's okay because no
one. You're all idiots.
No one caught it, so that was all that mattered.
That being said, congratulations to some LSU quarterback.
Yes! I told you all! I kept the receipts! I got you! Eat it, Bo Nix! Eat it!
It's what happens when you don't. He didn't even come in second.
No, he came in third. Low third, too.
Michael Penix came in second.
Yeah.
Closest vote since 2018.
That's crazy.
That's nuts, man.
But well deserved from Jalen Daniels.
Yes.
He cannot help that his defense was horrible. That was terrible.
You can't put aside the numbers that kid threw and ran.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's ridiculous.
He was the offense.
And this is why I say take Marvin Harrison where you take him.
Now,
but if you're sitting at 9 and 10 and you want to go with a different quarterback, I guarantee you Jaden's there.
He might go higher now.
Well, so this is my question. I mean, if
Atlanta wants to take him, you guys
okay with that? Well, I know New Orleans is saying we may look at somebody.
You guys could probably answer this question for me.
Yeah.
So Jaden Daniels put up better numbers than any other quarterback in this, and obviously the reason why.
See.
Mm-hmm. Why is he not being talked about being the first overall quarterback?
Size.
Some are.
Size.
Is he too big?
No, he's actually a good size. He's 6'3". Size. He's 6'3", 200.
But, the thing is, Caleb
he's
Williams.
He's 185 if he's.
I give him 200.
Oh, so it's bulk. Because I'm like, well,
Caleb Williams is 6'4".
Just sniffing 6 foot.
Here's the thing.
No, Caleb Williams is 6'4".
No, Caleb Williams is 6'1".
Really?
Yeah.
And if you go to the combine, he's probably going to be 6 flat, maybe 5'11".
Yeah. So it's that's the other thing that's obviously a knock
against him. It's Kyler Murray all again.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, right? It's Lincoln Riley with a short quarterback.
Why does he look so big then?
Because he plays big.
Oh, I thought he looked small.
Because when he throws the football, that size doesn't mean anything. When that ball goes 70 yards in the air, that's what I keep telling people. It's like,
Caleb, just stay at USC. Don't declare for the draft.
Well, and this is where this becomes a conversation too, because...
Please stay with USC because you know what's going to happen? You're going to get your ass handed to you by the Big Ten. Kid you not.
Either he stays at USC or even Marvin Harrison could stay at Ohio State. And then,
which he said he hasn't made up his mind yet.
Well, they're talking 10 to 20 million in NIL deals potentially coming his way if he stays. So
please come. Just come on. Come on.
Come on.
He's waiting for Indy to be really bad.
Honestly, if I were... If I were Chicago, I'd wait to hear which guy says he doesn't want to play in the NFL, and then take the one with the number one pick, get the number one pick next year, take that guy. There you go.
Solve your issues. I'll be honest. If neither
one more year with Justin Fields, then, right?
If neither one of them come out, that's when I'm like,
when everything gets screwed up in this draft.
This throws everything off.
Who wants it?
Yeah.
Because then there's going to be a whole bunch of people going, all right,
unless you think Drake May is the guy.
Which I'll guarantee you New England probably does.
Probably.
I was going to say New England would definitely pick
him. And that's where Jaden Daniels probably shoots up because he has the quality to be, I think, a top quarterback.
He's going to Atlanta. He's going to be better
than Michael Vick was. So.
I freely admit, I would love to see Justin down in Atlanta.
Sure.
But
it's not much of a difference.
I think Jaden's more accurate and more prepared. I agree with that.
I will,
because LSU is a pro style offense.
Yeah. Well, I'm not knocking Malik Nabers. He'll be a first round pick. And I think Brian Thomas Jr. will too. But he made those two guys right now first round pick wide receivers. Like, they were nobodies before he got there.
Oh, that's fair.
I mean, because everybody was talking about Keyshawn Booty being the guy. Oh, Jaden Daniels and him, they're going to hook up. Well, Booty got lost in the system.
You'd almost say it's similar for like an Olave.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Because Olave was the first round.
Olave!
Yeah. And he wasn't the best receiver on that team.
Well, even Jackson Smith and Jigba, right? Yeah, nobody. We knew he was talented. He was the best receiver from his recruiting class, but he doesn't become the guy until he hooks up with C.J. Stroud and they have this crazy season, right? So you could even say the same thing for Washington, right? Odunze was good. McMillan was fine. Polk was okay. But until Penix Jr. is there throwing the football to them, they're not the receivers you're looking at in the first round. And that's why it qualifies guys like Penix Jr. and I think Daniels to still be high quarterback picks.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a quarterback, those two guys should be right there on the board. Especially if they say, we're not going. If Harrison Jr. and Williams say no, those guys should move up significantly into top five, top 10. Number one.
I'll tell you this much right now. I know for a fact, sources have told me.
Sources.
That Pittsburgh is looking very, very hard at Michael Penix Jr.
I've heard that, and I've heard they've also looked at trading up to get Drake May, which I don't think they should.
No.
Because that's a lot. You're giving up a lot then.
They're probably sit in top 20.
They're going to be top 15 before
the end. Top 15, yeah.
I don't think that.
Probably.
You want me to be real? I don't think they win a game the rest of the year. I really don't.
What's their schedule look like? Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
So just so we can see. Because I would say they're probably 15, 20.
Are they
saying?
I mean.
Pickett's out.
For the rest of the year?
What are they right now? Bottom 25, right?
Probably.
Bottom 30.
If not the whole year, pretty darn close to the whole rest of the season.
So they got.
Realize there's only four games left, bro.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, no, this is going to be. It could be tough. Let's see. So they got at Colts.
I think the Colts could beat them right now.
That's tough.
It could be touch and go. It could be
depends on which Minshew shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which.
Then, they only scored 14.
It'll be an even year.
Ooh.
So.
Right.
This is the toughest part about this. They're away three out of the four.
And that's what
they're home against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. I think the Bengals beat them. I'll put that out there right now.
I think
that's another touch and go. I mean, right now, I would say yes after the way that they played against Indy. But again, that Pittsburgh defense could show up.
Cincinnati's catching lightning in a bottle with Browning.
Right. Yeah,
they're going to ride that.
But remember, this is if everyone's healthy for that Steelers team, they're still tough. Like, it's going to be a close game.
In Seattle, then in Baltimore.
I think Seattle beats them.
I do, too.
And Baltimore's going to mollywop them.
Yeah.
See, Seattle's another one you could go 50-50 on. I just don't know.
Even with Drew Locke starting. Or he didn't start, right?
No.
Or did he? No.
No.
Even playing, he still did decent against.
He'll start next week.
Niners defense is a way tougher defense.
What happened to Geno? Yeah.
Is he just. Are they just bent? Or is he just hurt?
It's not good.
Yeah, he's not playing well. Well, and this is why Seattle's talking about a quarterback too, and they're looking at the home kid right now. They're scouting him like crazy.
I always thought too. Yeah,
of course.
Oh,
he would thrive.
Absolutely.
Over
give
there.
Him
do you
want to
see DK
DJ
go? Me happy.
And that's where Jackson Smith and Jigba goes like, I can play too.
Throw me the ball.
No,
if he ends up there, that would be a
they're looking at him.
Scary.
They're looking at him. They're looking at Jaden, and then they're looking at who else was it? They're looking at other guys that are going to be like in the second and the third round because they think they're going to get lightning in a bottle twice.
And they very well could. Russell Wilson type of dude. This quarterback class is ridiculously
deep. It's deep. Well, and deep. Guys still have to commit. Not everybody's committed yet. Like, we've heard Ewers is coming back. There's potential that Caleb could come back. There's other guys that haven't committed yet.
I think Ewers leaves if they win the national title. What else do you have to prove in Texas?
Could be. I mean,
leave it off a good note.
That's the thing. Totally, once you win the national title and you win that way, I think you easily fit into that first round pick talk, especially if he plays the way he did in that Big 12 championship.
You know who I could see? I could see Seattle taking in the later rounds and catching lightning in a bottle. Jordan Travis.
Maybe.
Oh.
You'd need to wait a year.
But they have it.
They have it. 1 year with Geno, and then he's off the books, and then you can just go to Jordan, see what he can do.
He'd fit well.
And he's a learner.
Over there.
He's a thinker. He's really good at processing plays.
By the way, no one has still noticed that Detroit's just humbly letting Jared Goff do his thing because
Hendon's practicing.
You're all done.
Yeah, I know we were talking about it earlier. I can't wait to see Hendon Hooker once he gets that go.
See, if I were to switch allegiances, that might be my switch. When Hendon Hooker becomes the quarterback of Detroit, that might be my switch.
I'm telling you,
I've been tempted.
Consider it.
That coach is fantastic.
He's great, dude. Dan Campbell's amazing. I love him. Just listening to him is just awesome.
You got
to
put him in, like, what, the top 10 coaches in the NFL right now?
Easy.
Maybe even top 5. I mean, what is he turned around Detroit. That doesn't happen.
That never happens.
You see the Pistons right now? You want to see Detroit?
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, come on, man. The Tigers, the Pistons. Their hockey team is the only thing that's kind of going wrong, too.
Yeah, but Patrick Kane.
But outside of the Midwest, who's really caring about that? But that's the thing. Is like all these quarterbacks still need to make their because Sam Hartman just said he's not playing in the bowl game. Which shocks me because I think if anybody needs hit right now, it would be Sam Hartman.
I think he wants to rely on like the Senior Bowl and things like that.
I don't think that's enough for him though.
No, he needs more to prove.
Notre Dame did fine, but like we've watched him play now at this point through good and bad teams. The bad teams, boy, do you dominate. Even against USC with the bad defense, he didn't look all that fantastic. He didn't even have 200 yards passing in that game. Like, where do you think you fit in? What, the XFL and the USFL? Yeah, you're probably going to dominate there. I can't see a team taking him, like, in the fourth round or the fifth. Well, maybe the Saints, because they take Notre Dame quarterbacks.
He's worried about getting injured. You're still making it to the XFL or USFL.
We should call it Tom.
Call Tom.
He'll be the best quarterback.
I had to take an Ian Book shot. I had to take an Ian Book shot.
Have we told you about this?
I don't know.
Said that Ian Book was a bona fide first-round draft pick. And then, legitimately, Andrew and I laughed in his face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And said he'll be lucky to be drafted in the sixth or seventh round. He went fifth.
Fourth.
Fourth round. And we were like, what the? The Saints pulled a Packers.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So he finally got his chance to shine last year. And Andrew and I are just texting each other throughout the whole game. This is the worst quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life.
I honestly thought they drafted him just to make him the next Taysom Hill because he's super athletic.
Uh-huh.
And he's basically the same size as him. So I'm like, okay, so they got two new Taysom Hills. But then I watch him play quarterback. I'm like, at least Taysom Hill can hit a receiver. Like, this guy was throwing to every DB possible. I was like, does he know what team he's playing on? He's wearing a black uniform, by the way.
Let's
seem to know that.
Let's talk about this real quick. You figure the Patriots absolutely are in on a quarterback.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They should be, at least. I mean, Belichick could pull the rabbit out of the behind and
we're
do something.
With Bailey's
Pittsburgh will be interesting.
Yes.
Somebody asked me, because I've been such a Zappy advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Jenks goes, so what do you think? I said, I'm going to stick to what I said to you the day before. I think Bailey Zappy has the potential to be a top-tier backup quarterback in this NFL.
It's possible. It's not out of the realm of reach. He just needs to get in the right team.
He normally can get the job done when thrown at.
So, you put him in San Francisco, he's going to thrive, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even. It'd be so much better than Brock Purdy. So much better than Brock Purdy.
Then Brock Purdy.
I want that clipped because if it does happen, I want that noted.
And then Brock Purdy goes to Las Vegas.
it just makes too much sense.
And
so
then,
that, no, no. Yeah, so that being
Chubba
said,
Purdy comes in.
No, God, stop.
Leads the 49ers.
You've got your quarterback at Nebraska. You don't need McCord. That being said,
no. Give it another year.
I guess my question is, Steelers probably should be looking for a quarterback. I don't know if they will.
They should be.
I think they need to get some more competition in that QB room, because other than what you have Mason
No,
because
if they bring in a quarterback, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Pickett's done. He's a top, I would say, top tier backup quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So outside, listen.
Trubisky's gone.
Right, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, he probably is, because for some godforsaken reason, that organization absolutely loves Mason Rudolph.
I have pictures on everybody. I know where your skeletons are buried. You can't get rid of me.
I am so much dirt on you.
Although they do have a new phenom on their practice squad, so.
This is true.
Do you have the song saved here?
No, don't. Might be copyrighted.
Probably.
I mean, listen, outside of Chicago and that whole debate we've had on the quarterback or not, you got New England, you've got Washington. I think you can maybe throw in that conversation now.
It depends on who the coach is with Washington. Right. If it's Bieniemy, I think Bieniemy sticks with Al.
Yeah.
For at least another year.
Howell has shown
flashes.
Ability.
Yeah.
It's just,
there's no consistency, but
he's beating the losing teams. Yeah, he beats the losing teams, or he looks good.
He beats the teams he should beat.
Yeah. Yeah, and then against the better teams, he looks like the fifth string pick quarterback. But it's not a bad option. Like you told me he's the next Taylor Heineke, like I said he might be. Not a bad thing.
No.
Not a bad thing at all. But, okay, so New England, Washington, Giants. I mean, Vegas might be even in the market at this point.
That one will be interesting to me.
Because of what will happen with the head coach there as well. Atlanta, New Orleans might be in there.
I swear to God, I'm going to be very serious when I say this. If they do not draft a quarterback in this draft, I will probably switch allegiance from Atlanta.
Really? Who are you going to go to?
I'll probably go to Pittsburgh.
That's an easy switch.
Second favorite team.
Now watch.
What if Pittsburgh doesn't take a quarterback?
I'm okay with Pittsburgh not taking a quarterback this year.
Okay.
I still think there's things that Pickett can do.
You just want Pittsburgh to take Drew Aller, don't you?
I mean, it's not actually.
If he pans out, right, it's not the bad option.
Do you know what's funny?
What if Ritter gets traded to Pittsburgh?
I could totally see Aller if it swings this way.
Yeah.
If Starfish can't keep himself healthy, I could totally see Aller being on Cleveland and going back to Ohio and being just like Burrow, but for Cleveland.
That could be the case.
That could.
Well, because that.
I forget he's an Ohio kid.
That Watson thing. By the way, if you want to know what the difference is between the Bengals and the Browns, I'll show you right now if you want to look for that picture. It's Deshaun Watson sitting up in the press box with the owners and everything. It's Burrow sitting on the sidelines next to Jake Brown and helping him out.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know you've got a leader, folks. But that's when you know you got a quarterback.
But Cleveland has Flacco now, so they don't need a leader. They have the almighty.
That's true. They do have a leader. And it
How's
only
that
cost
contract
them,
paying for
it only
you, Cleveland?
Cost them only a couple $1 million instead of $20 million. But there's a lot of teams that could be looking for a quarterback. We said Green Bay a while back, but that's not happening anymore.
What the hell?
Why couldn't they miss on a quarterback for once?
Did you see the Fox pregame?
Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was good.
It was the Vikings, wasn't it? Or yeah. It was a Vikings fan talking to the – or no, it was a Detroit fan talking to the rest of the NFC North going – we've got this under control. You guys don't have to worry about it. The Vikings guy goes, how does Green Bay do it? Three quarterbacks in a row. Then the Chicago guy goes, what's a quarterback?
It was really good. I loved it. And then there's Minnesota, who also might need a quarterback too at this point.
Kirk Cousins might be just done.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah,
look at me when I tell you this, Tyler, you being the Chicago Bears fan. The last thing that you want to have come out of a Minnesota Vikings pick is the name Michael Penix Jr.
That's
I had a Doomsie and McMillan. How I get Jefferson and Addison.
TJ Hockenson.
Football's easy. God. And he gets Kevin O'Connell, who's like a mastermind of offense.
And you just have Justin and Ryan Pohl sitting there going, the hell?
This isn't fair. Everybody hates us.
That's why I say you need to draft Marvin Harrison Jr.
That should be number one priority, honestly, at this point.
Every team, except for the Packers.
Your first pick should be
Marvin
Harrison.
Has a 1-2 in yeah. this division. Yeah. Legit 1-2s. And Packers are getting there.
Yeah.
What are you wincing at?
You'd put,
Watson's on the rise.
What? Who?
I don't know if I put Watson as a one.
I'd put Watson at a one. On that team?
He's a rising one.
Oh, on that team.
Yeah,
but you compare him to anywhere else on the team?
He's a top 20 receiver.
He's like, a top 20.
He's at least at that 19, 20 mark.
He's a one on any of the teams that are under 500.
That's fair. I mean, if you can't... Listen, if they didn't have DJ Moore, he would easily be the number one in Chicago right now.
By far be... And that's...
If they didn't have DJ Moore, yeah.
And let's be clear. The Packers traded up to get him so the Bears wouldn't, because that's who the Bears wanted with that second-round pick.
No, they traded down, remember?
Oh,
they traded down with Minnesota because Minnesota wanted to trade up to get Seen, that safety. That's done nothing for them. And then the Packers went, well, we have extra draft capital, so why don't we trade up and go get a receiver? And everyone went... Those sons of theirs just screw
I
them.
Just
they do it. Oh, and who has their number one pick? Oh, it's of course it goes right to the God. To Pittsburgh Steelers, and everybody was so upset. Oh man,
do you do you remember the text chain between us and Drew when that happened? Yeah. The hell!
I can't say the words that Drew said, but he was very upset with what happened.
He was using inflammatory. Cussing words. Yeah,
but honestly, you have like 10 teams that could easily...
Yeah, that's the overhead that Timmy keeps asking us to use that we never do.
I just want to try it. It just... I like this better.
There you go.
Not touching my horn, but it was
my
idea.
We're gonna talk about this. I will say this. This year, boys, we are doing a draft special. If it means we have to be here, I think we should get all the Knight students involved in it.
We could.
We should do this.
Because there are some quality people on Nightside that can talk.
When's the draft?
April 20th.
Something like that.
Let it be 420.
I'll try to take the day off.
Let it be 420. Let it be 420.
Yo, dude, they like...
Whoa, man, the Bears just traded the number one overall pick, man. Yeah.
David. Can we get
in here? No, it'd be the Thursday before that.
Oh.
David, Atlanta got a quarterback.
Right, of course.
J.J. McCarthy?
Oh, my God. Why would you put... Why?
Dude, that's so good for you.
Why would you even put that out into the universe?
Bro, like, but what if he does really good? Yeah, at, like,
now I know... Now, you know what I hope for you?
You know what? Now Jim Harbaugh has his quarterback in Atlanta.
Jim Harbaugh to the Bears.
Stop it.
He brings in...
Cade McNamara.
Tom Waddle is his offensive coordinator.
Cade McNamara is his quarterback. He's like, I like him better than JJ.
All right.
Whoa, Urban Meyer is the head coach of Atlanta.
I will burn all my Atlanta stuff.
You know, I heard Atlanta's like drafting Bobby Petrino. Like, they're going to like sign him as a coach.
That'd be
like,
hilarious.
Hey, is
Urban Meyer was like, you know what? I want to give him like a second. I don't know why we're doing this California.
I don't know either, but we got to go.
Because Tyler's got to get out of here.
Tyler's got to do his big boy job. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for tuning in with us today. What are you doing?
Damn water bottle.
God damn it, Tyler.
Language.
He's breaking everything.
That being said, thanks for listening to us. For me, David Double D Dykstra.
Andrew Pepe Valentin.
Tyler Butterball Beautiball.
We'll be back on Wednesday around 2 o'clock. Same bat time, same bat channel. Be positive, stay positive. Surround yourself with positive people and positive things will happen for you. Have a great rest of the day. Peace out!
Bye.